Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. It is always my honor and blessing to share this time with you as we do this every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, right here on StephenKayLive.com. If you got a question or comment, you can join us live at 713-783-8365. That number spells my name, 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. And if you happen to be listening to an archive or podcast, that number will go to my office. I will answer and still help you as best I can. Or most of the time, even if I have an answer, I will refer you to one of my great show advisors or guest experts that I know and trust who are within my personal network that can best answer your question, your concern, to help you achieve your, continue to achieve your success. Now, today we do talk about health and wellness, so if you do have a health question, we'd love to hear from you as well. 713-STEPHEN-K. Dr. our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition is here with us talking about how to get rid of some of those symptoms that we feel, that we tend to ignore, that don't make us feel as young as we used to. You know, we all get to that point in life where we say, yeah, you know, I'm turning 30 or I'm turning 40 or I'm turning 50 and so on. And I just don't feel like I did when I was 20. I don't have enough energy to get through the day without having a cup of coffee or a soda. I don't sleep as regularly as I used to. There's a lot of different things. I get headaches regularly. If you have minor symptoms like that that you just tend to live with, believe it or not, there are ways that you can heal them. And most importantly, what I love about what Dr. Dan teaches us is that there are natural ways to do this. So we're not talking about going and getting a prescription that you're going to have of your life. We're talking about changing some habits and feeding your body properly so that you can actually be healthier. Not just feel healthier, but be healthier. And Dr. Dan, this week's lesson is mostly about the reason that we have these symptoms is simply because we have things that are building up in our body over time that don't need to be there, that cause us to feel this way. And there are ways that we can cleanse these toxins out of our body that will basically just kind of bring us back a little bit closer to youth.
Yes, Stephen, it is true. One of the things that people get confused with when they think about nutrition is they only think of nutritional deficiencies, which means like I don't have enough fuel in my body and I need to feed that fuel. Now, that is very important. We've spent several weeks talking about that. But today I wanted to talk about the other side of nutrition, which is cleansing and toxins out of your body. It is oh so important to make sure that we reboot our body or reset our body by doing cleanses routinely. As I mentioned in the article that you can read on our websites, what you'll see is that, you know, this goes back thousands and thousands of years. I mean, just think about how many times you read in the Bible where it says pray and fast. It doesn't just say pray, it says pray and fast. Do you think there might be a reason that God is telling us that that's part of our normal routine? And that just, you know, speaks loudly to me. Now, what even speaks along with that is the concept that I've seen so many people who were stuck, who just couldn't seem to get well, who were even starting to do the right things in their life. Like they started eating better, they started working on their emotions, they started exercising, and they just didn't seem like they were getting to where they wanted to in their health. And they're like, why is this not working? And I say, okay, this is what I want you to do. Go to my website, and just in case you don't, wellness.com, and you go to my website and click on the toxicity questionnaire, print out the toxicity questionnaire and rate yourself, do your own assessment of your toxicity. And then when you get done with looking at that toxicity questionnaire, on the bottom of the questionnaire, it says if you have a rating of 40 or more, or if any specific category is 6 or more, you're really in need of a cleanse. Now, that's a real simple way for you to self-assess where you're at. And you couldn't be surprised at how many people self-assess and say, wow, I really do need, I have a lot more stuff going on than I thought. And when we turn this around for people, we see amazing results. I mean, sometimes we have people that come in that are looking to you know, just feel a little healthier, have a little bit better energy. Sometimes we have people who are looking that they can't sleep well at night and they're waking up at like 2 to 4 a.m. every night. Sometimes we have people who are, like you already mentioned, fatigued or headaches or, you know, skin conditions or high blood pressure, high cholesterol. All these things are not treating the symptom. What we're doing is we're giving the body back what it needs to rebalance. And when it rebalances, it's like you ever get your computer and it just kind of not working right and you reboot the computer?
Yep.
And what happens? It seems to just start working better, and you don't know why. You know, we could call Windows up and ask what they're doing about that. But the reality of it is sometimes we have to reset the system. And to get closest to being back at your youth and to get closest to being back at your fullest potential, routine cleansing is needed. Now, I wanted to also mention, Stephen, that a lot of people think that cleansing means I want to go to the bathroom more often. So they take this supplement and they say, okay, it really got my bowels moving. I'm cleansed. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the market out there, Stephen, today I want to say this politically correct. There's a lot of stuff in the market there that it may be helping you in some way, but it's probably not helping you as much as they are advertising.
Oh, I'll be politically incorrect here. I actually, long before I met you, I actually was talking with somebody who sold some sort of nutritional type of product series.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing in that program was to do the cleanse, where you drank this thing and you didn't really eat, and it supposedly cleansed toxins out of your body, and it made you feel better. I was on that for maybe 2 days, and I felt worse than I ever did. And they're like, well, it's normal to feel a little different. You know, they were trying to be PC about it. And I said, I don't think you understand. This doesn't feel like nearly what you're describing as far as, yeah, you're making a change in your body, you're going to feel a little bit off. I felt ill. Mm-hmm. And I stuck with it for 4 more days, and it didn't get, and they told me, oh, in a couple of days it'll clear up, you'll start to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't clear up at all. If anything, it got worse. Program. I'm like, I am not doing this to myself. I don't know what's in this stuff. You know, you tell me it's all natural stuff, but it just ain't working. And it's a funny thing is, just because it's all natural doesn't mean it's right for your body. Just because it's quote unquote grown in nature doesn't mean if it's in the wrong combination, or if you're not taking it in the right way or in the right amounts or whatever, things that experts like you know better with than somebody who just signed up with a company to sell something, you know, that's when the difference is. My doctor used to joke with me when I used to say, well, I only like doing things that are all natural. He used to say, well, arsenic is all natural. You know, so, yeah, just because it's in nature doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. You've got to understand how nature works and what your body needs in order to properly be healthier. And that's why I think it's best to talk with an expert like you.
Thank you, Steve. So that's why I call it customized clinical nutrition. It's really important to understand that concept. And, you know, I really want to address that concept of the cleansing real quickly, because there is something in cleansing called phase 1 and phase 2 of detoxification. Now, it gets very, very technical, so I'm going to make it basic. Phase 1 of detoxification.
Please, because I need to keep up.
Yeah. Phase 1 of detoxification is like you're going around your apartment or your house and you're picking up all the garbage and you're putting it in a garbage bag. You're getting it all together, right? So you're getting all that stuff together and you put it by your front door. Now, the garbage is still in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but phase 2 of detoxification is taking that garbage out of the house and getting it out to the garbage man and thanking God that somebody's doing that job for us and getting that out of our house. And now that garbage is gone. What a lot of cleanses out there do is initiate that phase 1 of detoxification, which is pulling toxins out of your cells, but out of your body. But then it gets into the bloodstream and you start feeling worse, but there's not proper phase 2 detox support. So now all these toxins that your body was storing away because you couldn't deal with them are being floating around and you're feeling awful, but there's nothing to push it out of the body. It is so, so important. Now, here's the funny thing. Phase 2 of detoxification is a relatively easy thing to support. It is doing dark greens, okay? You know all those dark leafy greens your mom used to tell you to eat every day on your plate, and you didn't want to eat your spinach, and you didn't want to eat your kale, and you didn't want to eat your Brussels sprouts? You know,
but she said it's good for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's important to make sure that you have that phase 2 detoxification happening. I mean, I'm telling you, it's so important that I would rather you not cleanse if you're not going to do the proper phase two detoxification. We have we've had patients come into our office who have gone to a local market, I won't say the name of it, and picked up a cleanse that was sold on the shelf, and they ended up with a whole bunch of rashes and different stuff showing up. And it was persisting, and we were like, okay, what happened? And we just realized that we looked at the box of what was going on. There wasn't proper phase two detoxification support. And, you know, what we did is, believe it or not, is we just put them on massive doses of dark greens and, you know, turned it around and allowed their body to, you know, process. This is why it's so important that you work with someone that understands these concepts.
And that's exactly, thank you, because that's exactly reinforcing what I said. You need to talk to an expert. Don't do what I did a couple of years ago and make that mistake of just thinking that somebody who has a product, it has the right solution for you. Everybody's body's a little bit different. Yeah, science works in a very specific way, but everybody's body's a little bit different. You need to figure out what's the best way for you to be healthy. You can do that by talking with Dr. Dan Cuney at Customized Clinical Nutrition. In fact, if you give them a call, 713-295-9358, 713-295-9358, ask him specifically about his free
nutrition.
His free nutritional cleansing class. For some reason I can't read this morning. His free nutritional cleansing class that's coming up soon. Give him a call. The next one is at Tuesday, January 10th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Whole Health Associates. Call and reserve your seat. There is limited space. 713-295-9358. If you're listening to an archive or podcast and it's after the 10th, then go to his website, drdanwellness.com, and see what free class is on the next schedule, because he does host these regularly. That's 713-295-9358 or drdanwellness.com, and check out how you can change your life in 3 weeks, learn natural healing for poor digestion, for gas and for constipation, for joint pain, for difficulty sleeping, headaches, etc. All of these things there are natural remedies for. Dr. Dan can figure out which one is best for you. 713-295-9358. When we come back, Dr. Dan is going to teach us a little bit more about how we can cleanse toxins, get rid of those symptoms that just don't make us feel our best. We're not talking about serious illness. We're just talking about the things that just don't let us feel like we used to when we were 20. Stay tuned. There's more right here on iTunes right now. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. As always, it's my honor and pleasure to share this time with you, as we do every Monday through Thursday. Monday through Friday. Today is Thursday. Every Monday through Friday, every weekday, live 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, right here on StephenKayLive.com. This is our internet stream radio show. Our stream is powered by Blog Talk Radio. We love the technology. We love the flexibility that we have with how we deliver you the program. As you know, I spent several years on terrestrial radio, and I'm telling you, what we can do with this particular medium is amazing. You can listen to this show anytime, 24/7, at your convenience, at com. You can download it into your iPod or other MP3 device through iTunes and other services, and basically get the information that you need to help you improve your life, do better in business, be more successful with your money. And, of course, when we're live, our phones are open at 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. Or you can shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com. And when we're not live, if you are a podcast listener, you can still call that number. It will go to my office. You can still email me. It will come straight to me, and I will either answer your question, help you out as best I can, connect you to, or more importantly, connect you to a resource that I know and trust who can help you with what you need today to be more successful. You can find all of those resources online at StephenKLive.com. Today's resource is my good friend and health Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. He teaches us how to be healthier, how to be wiser about how we take care of our bodies, how to revive, refresh, and rejuvenate. If you want to feel younger, if you want to get rid of some of those nagging symptoms that aren't really a big deal, but you just kind of live with, but you know you used to not feel that way, Dr. Dan can help you. And one of the ways that he helps you is to learn how to cleanse toxins that actually cause these symptoms inside your body. Now, Dr. Dan, when we talk about cleansing toxins, it could be something that just kind of makes our body feel a little bit tired. It wears us down because it makes us, the slug makes us a little sluggish. But there's toxins in our body that actually start to create other things. There's things that we take in over time that build up inside of our body because maybe our body doesn't know how to process it without assistance or help, and could start to create things like cholesterol, like a little bit of extra weight. You know, those are the things that we can see on the outside. Some of those are the things that we can feel on the inside. Cleansing toxins can actually do a lot of things to alleviate things like excessive weight or even the cholesterol.
Certainly, Stephen. And one of the things that I want you to get is the concept of toxins is just kind of out there for us. It's sort of like, what is that? You know, what's going on? Is it really
true? If I can't see it,
right,
does it exist?
Yeah. And so the way that I explain this, the best way to understand it is that if you do a cleanse and you feel better, you have the proof. So, you know, that as they like to say, when you actually experience something, then you can know it for your own self, okay? But as far as taking a look at this info, what I want you to understand is that we have more toxicity than we've ever had before, okay? We have more toxins. We have more air pollution. It's an all-time high, 1 billion pounds of air pollution into our air every year. And we have, you know, pesticides on our foods in a way that we've never had before. You know, when we start wondering why are we, you know, is the health of our nation poorer than it was 100 years ago, toxins are definitely a thing to think about.
Well, and you talk about this all the time. The things that they put in food today to keep them on the grocery store shelf longer aren't things that even existed in food 100 years ago. So, and these are typically, most of the time, man-made chemicals. And when we start to think of how, as you say, it just is what it is, at how God created life and how God created our bodies and the foods that we're supposed to eat and how they're supposed to work together, anytime we do something that goes against that, anytime that we do something that's unnatural, it can have an adverse effect.
Certainly. I mean, you just think about that. It's blocking your natural ability of the function of your body. So if you think of a nerve impulse, think of a piece of wire, okay, and then you have, you know, something electrical on one side and it's plugged into the circuit. So let's just take a computer, for example, without a battery backup. And we plug that computer in, right? And if everything's working fine, that computer's going to work properly. But what happens if there's interference in that wire and the interference is so bad that it's causing the electricity to be up and down, and we don't have anything on the line that's fixing that, what's going to happen is that computer is not going to work quite right. There's going to be some fritzy stuff, and there could be even some more severe stuff, as you've probably experienced, with a hard drive crash.
Thanks for reminding me.
So when we talk about that, we need to make sure that we are looking at this on a daily basis of the toxins that are entering into our environment and what's going on. But chemicals in our home, I mean, one of the things that are found commonly in the spray and wick deodorizers is formaldehyde. You know, when I came in contact with formaldehyde, when I had to do autopsies and when we were in the cadaver lab during medical school, you know, chiropractic school. And I'm thinking about that and saying, why would we put formaldehyde in these deodorizers that we're spraying. You know, we're suspecting these things to be a carcinogen. When I'm telling you, when I used to inhale that stuff with a mask on, and I would feel like really badly, this is about to use a bad word, I would feel really badly for a long time. I would go home, I'd take a shower, I'd take those clothes, I'd put them right in the washer. I mean, I couldn't smell the stuff anymore. I didn't want to be around anybody. I was irritable. You know, it was affecting my brain. And now I think about the fact that you go to your local grocery store and you get these deodorizers that have this in it. I mean, it just, Stephen. And then we talk about ingested toxins. We have over 14 pounds of additives that the average American consumes per year. Okay, there's over 10,000 chemical additives in our food supply. The average American is doing 160 pounds of sugar, when at the turn of the century in 1900, they were doing 20 pounds of sugar. What a change that is. And then we're talking about 8 pounds of salt. And now we're obesity levels in Texas alone is over 25%, and most of the nation it's over 20%. I mean, what's going on in our nation that there's problems? Well, it could possibly be this toxin issue. And so that's why I talk about that. A lot of people think, well, okay, I can lose weight a dozen different ways. Yes, that's true. But what the problem is with a lot of people today is yo-yo dieting. Have you seen someone that took off weight and put it back on?
Yes.
Okay, and how often does that happen for most people?
It happens all the time. I even gone through it. You say, okay, I'm going to get healthier. This time of year, we're, a lot of people are thinking, I did a whole show about how I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. You know, you really need to stick to your goals on a daily basis, 365 days a year. But a lot of us this time of year are thinking, all right, I want to get healthier. That's one of the most common New Year's resolutions out there. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to be the epitome of health. And you start to exercise, and it lasts for a few weeks or a few months. You start to eat better, and it lasts for a few weeks or a few months. And you actually see some results. You see some weight loss. Then you get off that program. You stop exercising. You go back to eating some of the unhealthier foods that you just are in a habit of eating. And lo and behold, the weight comes back because you didn't make a real change to affect your health on a long-term basis.
And there's no question. I totally agree. And we could do a whole show on goals and goal setting and how important it is. And And they did a Harvard business study on Harvard graduates, and what they did is they looked at the graduates. That's a good school, Harvard. And they looked at the graduates, and the ones that set their long-term goals, and they went back and looked at them at 10 years and 15 years later, and the majority of them had reached their goals and surpassed them. And the guy, and the people who graduated Harvard who didn't set their goals, guess what? They didn't even come near the success level as the rest of the group. So there's no question that goal setting is important, and then looking at those goals on a routine basis at least once a month. But as you say, it would be better to look over them every morning while you're going through your prayers and working through those things and letting God direct you on that. But let me tell you something else that you may not know. When people are having trouble with that weight loss and the yo-yo dieting, it can be a toxin buildup that's in their body that their liver can't deal with. So what the liver does is shunts those toxins to your adipose tissue, which is a fancy way of saying fat tissue. Okay, and that toxin, you should lose some weight. You're doing something to try to lose weight, and you're dumping those toxins into your body and into your bloodstream. That's why you felt yucky when you started doing a cleanse, right? And then what happened was is your body was not prepared to take those toxins and get them out. And what happened? You felt lousy. And your body said, wait a second, I can't deal with all these toxins. I got too many toxins coming in. What can I do? And it puts the toxins back into your fat tissue. Now, when it puts those toxins back into the fat tissue, you're going to gain weight again. Okay? That's just the way, the normal process of it. So if you're out there and you've gone through this process and you're tired of the process, what I'm telling you is routine cleansing is very, very important for you to get to that goal. Okay, and I can't even get into the concepts of what we've seen with pre and post cholesterol. Everyone thinks the only way to change cholesterol is to stop eating saturated fat and to take Lipitor or some other statin drug. And I'm telling you it's not the case, because we have plenty of pre and post change in 3 weeks by changing your diet and cleansing. I mean, it's just amazing to see what can happen when you take grains out of your diet and watch this happen on a monthly basis.
Now, Dr. Dan wrote an article about this on our website. It's on our website under today's show at StephenKLive.com. He says that he's never seen anything as effective as the standard process purification cleanse. We highly recommend it. In fact, if you want to check out a short video that Dr. Dan has produced on the cleanse, you can check it out on his website at drdanwellness.com. In this 3-week cleanse, you will detoxify your body and you will see results. And he's actually, the video is available online at drdanwellness.com. You can also take the toxicity questionnaire on his website. That's a free resources as well. And to take it a step further, if you want to meet Dr. Dan in person and understand the cleanse in a little bit more detail, then you should go to his free class. It's coming up. You can check out the class schedule online at drdanwellness.com. The next one is on Tuesday, January 10th at 6 p.m. If you're listening to a podcast or archive and it's after that date, just go to the website drdanwellness.com and find the next class that fits your schedule. It's free. You will change your life and lose 5 to 15 pounds in 3 weeks by following this process. Call Dr. Dan today at 713-295-9358, 713-295-9358, or online at drdanwellness.com. When we come back, we are going to talk in more detail about how you can continue to take care of yourself, your health, what cleansing can do for you, and how to cleanse those toxins so that you can be revived, refreshed, and rejuvenated. It's all happening right here on the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen K. Post. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. We're glad that you're tuning in, because that if you're listening to this show, that means you want to do more with your life. You are working hard to grow your business. You're trying to be smart with money, and those are the things that we discuss here daily on the program. We're live streaming online through StephenKayLive.com weekdays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. We're 24/7 online at StephenKayLive.com. Our phones are open for you to participate on the show at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. And our email is open as well. Just email me at StephenKayLive.com, and we'll be glad to answer your question, help you out. How can we help you be more successful today? And if you are listening to a podcast or archive, that number goes to my office. That email comes straight to me. I'll still help you and refer you to a resource that I know and trust that can give you the help and advice that you need. One of those resources, one of the ways you can be more successful in your life, at your business, and with your money is by taking proper care of your health. Dr. Dan, the money side of the equation doesn't come up a lot in our conversations. But like the example that you used about the computer, and you gave me a nice little short jab to remind me about my hard drive situation. Yeah, I had a hard drive crash because I didn't listen to the good computer doctor about backing up my information on a regular basis. And now, lo and behold, I have to have that hard drive fixed. Well, it doesn't just create hassle. It creates additional costs. Our health is the same way. We don't take care of ourselves now. We might think, well, we're saving money in the short term. Well, I don't need to buy those expensive supplements, because I can just get regular cheap food. I don't need to look for ways to make special, more natural meals, because that just takes too much time. I've got to go to different stores and take time to learn about this stuff. And yeah, all right, so in the short term, you might save a little bit of time. You might save a little. Lo and behold, one day something hits you, and it's big, and it ends up increasing the medical expenses, and you have to have a surgery or some other sort of procedure, and ends up costing you financially. It'll cost you a lot more of your time than it ever could if you just take care of it right from the get-go. So taking care of your health is so vitally important because it will save you time, it will save you money, and more importantly, it will give you a better, healthier life.
Yes, Stephen. You know, the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States, do you know what it is?
Well, now I know because I get the hint.
it's medical bills. Okay, so the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States is people who have gotten to a place where they, have to go into this situation. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I've got insurance. But really, let's think about our health in a different way. Let's think about the health, the probable, predictable future is. I do another seminar. It's called Going from Good to Great with Your Health. And we took the principles from Going to Good to Great, the business book, and we turned them all into health principles because they all made that same sense. And one of the things we do during that class is a workshop. And we go to that workshop and we tell you to look at, you know, what do you see with your parents? What do you see with the people around you? What do you see with the people that, you know, yourself, with what choices you're making on a daily basis? And where is your probable predictable future? And what would your, you know, the 100-year-old person of yourself, you know, whatever your name is, Joe Smith, Mary, and Mary out there, what would you do if you were 100 years old? What would you tell yourself today about the choices you're making on a daily basis? It's so important to look at our health and our life as 100-year-old clips. We have more, by the year 2050, we're going to have 4.2 million of us that are 100 years old. That means the going to be 100 years old unless God decides to take us sooner. And God, and speaking of God, there's something else I want to say on this point, is God asks us to take care of our body as a
temple.
And so do we do that on a daily basis? Most of us, the answer is no. And so when we start saying, well, what about going to cleanse? What about starting to make some goals for the new year? What about making some goals on a daily basis? Why is it that every year health is always something that comes up for people in some mindset? It might be exercise, might lose some weight, it might be feel a little bit better. And what the reason why is, I think God tells us this. I think God's really clear to us that take care of your body so that he can use us in the way that he wants to, for us to succeed in the dreams that he's placed in us. You know, I've talked before about one of my favorite books out there is The Dream Giver. And it talks about how God has instilled a dream in us and we're set to do that. And I really feel that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. A little known fact about me is I went to school for finances in a business school, and I reset my entire life when I was called to go to chiropractic school and then further called to do nutrition work. And, you know, this is something that I want you to understand, is that wherever you are in your life, there is something more that God is calling you to, okay? And no matter how successful you are, and if you don't have your health, how are you going to, you know, get there with this? And it's something near and dear in my heart, and it's hard to even explain more than what I've said, is that, you know, take care of yourself so that you can not only take care of who you are, but everyone that you come in contact with. Or when you're feeling healthy and vibrant and alive, do the people that you meet on the street, do you take care of them in a different way? Are you happier? Are you, you know, can you come up to someone, you know, at the grocery store and feel vibrant and alive and say, oh, it's good to see you, and change and maybe say something to them? And for me, this is so true. And this may not be in your experience, but in my experience, the healthier that I feel, the more I'm vibrant and more I can touch other people's lives and help them.
Well, actually, I have had that experience. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about in my childhood, I used to try to help and take care of all of my friends. And one day, a friend of mine said, you really don't take that good care of yourself. I know that's not proper English, but that's how she said it. She said, you're not really taking good care of yourself. And I said, well, she was complimenting me. She said, you take the time to always, you know, look out for your friends, but you've got to take care of yourself. And I said, why? Why is that a bad thing? She said, it was one of the most profound moments of my life. She said, if you don't take good care of yourself, someday you will to take care of the others that you love and care for. So, and it sort of hit me like, she's right. And if you want to take care of yourself and your family and do all the things that you need to do in your life, at your business, and with your money, then you have to take care of yourself as well. And that starts with your health. that absolutely starts with taking good care of your body so that you have the energy, vitality, and longevity to continue to live the life that you need and want to live. Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition, can help you. You can find great resources at his website, drdanwellness.com. There's a video there about today's topic, about cleansing toxins. Check out the video. All of the resources online are free. There's a toxicity questionnaire that you can take yourself and just rate your level of toxicity so that you can understand where you're currently at, and then follow Dr. Dan's steps on how to make that better. Dr. Dan will help you with that online at drdanwellness.com. And more importantly, you can call him for advice and set an appointment and get better information directly at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. In fact, use that number today and call Dr. Dan's office to find out about his free nutritional cleansing class. The next one is Tuesday, January 10th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Whole Health Associates office where Dr. Dan has his practice. You can call and reserve your seat at 713-295-9358. Seating is limited, so it's very important that you call 713-295-9358 and check out the class that will change your life in 3 weeks. You'll lose 5 to 15 pounds. You'll feel better. You'll get rid of those toxins that are holding you down. And most importantly, you'll be taking better care of your health. Again, you can find the information online at drdanwellness.com. And if you happen to be listening to a podcast and it's after the date of the class that I just mentioned, just go to the website and find the class that's coming up next. He holds these workshops and classes regularly. And again, it's at no charge. So you can find all of those resources today online at drdanwellness.com. Dr. Dan, as always, thank you for the great advice and your caring about our health.
Thank you, Stephen, and we'll see you next week.
And that is really all the time we have for today's show. So if you are looking for more life, business, and money, and how you can create more success, better health, better wealth, and just live the life that you're working hard and dreaming of, then you can find all of those resources online at StephenKLive.com. We'll be back tomorrow at 9. We're going to be talking about time versus money right here at 9 a.m. Central Time on StephenKLive.com. Until then, may God bless you, your family, and your business.